All right, right now it is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Werkman. Judy, of course, is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, Simon Luce's His Tummy. And ladies and gentlemen, she doesn't need any leaves blown away from where she is. Good morning, Dr. Werkman.
Good morning to both of you. And I'm just waiting for their winter advertisement for their snowblowers.
Okay, I think, would too.
I think that would get too expensive for them.
Anyway, that's Marshall. That's wonderful. Please put it on your Facebook page. I think many people must enjoy.
I did.
Getting a chuckle these days. I think anything that gives us a laugh is certainly worth repeating. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For that.
It is on the Facebook
anyway,
page.
Anyway, I think that you may also get sort of a laugh out of what I wrote for you this week, Jill, which is the hype surrounding the remarkable, miraculous effects of drinking something called bone soup.
It's bone broth.
And I have to admit, I'm not totally up on the latest fads all the time. They just don't simply cross the radar. But I learned about this, actually, in sort of a sad circumstance of a close friend who is unfortunately rapidly losing weight because of a struggle she's having with pancreatic cancer. You know, we hope that it's going to be reversed because she's on a good protocol for chemotherapy. But anyway, she told me that her friends and neighbors and one of the relatives said, oh, what you really have to do in order to really restore your muscles, your weight, you know, your energy levels is to go and drink bone soup. And I had really not heard of this at all.
Judy?
And I started doing some research and learned that one can indeed go into the supermarket or go into certainly a place like Amazon or definitely a health food store and buy for not an inconsiderable amount of money considering what it contains, buy a broth containing the cooked effects of bones, calf bones, chicken bones, mostly chicken bones and calf and beef bones, I guess. And the theory goes, according to the the people who extol the effects of bone soup, is that as you cook down your bones, you're going to release particular protein into the soup, and that protein is going to nourish you and going to increase, you know, your muscle mass, lubricate your joints, etc., and really bring you into the kind of peak health that you are missing. Okay, so what is this protein that is being released by the bones? Well, it's called gelatin. And the same kind of gelatin that you have in Jell-O, although presumably it's not chicken-flavored when you eat it in Jell-O, or if you ever decided you wanted to become a French chef, the kind of gelatin that is used to coat things like a mousse or a pâté or cold chicken. In that case, it's called aspic, A-S-P-I-C. Nobody makes that anymore, but they used to. Okay, but this gelatin that is supposed to have this miraculous effect on your well-being is actually a lousy protein. It lacks an essential amino acid called tryptophan and has very little of another amino acid called tyrosine. Lacking the tryptophan means that it under no circumstance can be used to build new protein in your body, new protein that goes into your muscles or your hearts or other organs, which means it's really just a totally inadequate protein. It may be good, again, for making gelatin, but it's certainly not good for nourishing your body. But the other crazy thing about this this hype is that why should it cost any money to make bone soup? I mean, bone soup is something that our grandparents probably made, or anybody's grandparents probably made when they had no money. You know, you went to the butcher shop. There were butcher shops in those days, and you got some bones. Maybe you pretended they were for your dog, but they're really for you because you had very little money, and you sort of cooked the bones and hoped maybe there's a tiny bit of meat on the bones and threw some vegetables in, and you had a soup.
Judy.
But, yes.
Bone broth, which has caught on, was not supposed to just be reduced to the only thing you ate. The purpose of bone broth originally, forgetting your grandparents, was when you were trying to get a relatively unadulterated broth to go with other things, when you were eating healthily. So you would use bone broth, you would put some greens in it, and still do. And it has, from that standpoint, just a la chicken. So you get chicken bone broth, beef bone broth, you put other things in it. I mean, by this, I don't mean rice, but vegetables. It's a clear broth that then is used in conjunction with other things. Nobody
ever said. Oh, sure. It was used as a stock.
Yes,
initially.
Absolutely. But just in terms of, you could get organic beef bone broth.
But okay, Jill, I agree. But this woman...
I was eating it only as her sole source of protein, and I am just staggered that this useful thing has been distorted into something dangerous. In the same way that too much kale wrecks your thyroid, I don't know how it happens, and I don't know where the basics of common sense come in. Because...
That's exactly right.
It's
because the point is, but you're absolutely right, the people, a chef worth his salt, as it were, or her salt, would be cooking bones down because it gives a richness and flavor to any kind of stock. You're making French onion soup, for example, you want to use this very hearty bone broth. But the point is, you might stick some meat in there, very inexpensive meat, in order to give it some flavor, or chicken. I mean, when it's chicken, it's called chicken soup, Jill. It's not called bone broth. But the point is, when you read the advertisements, when you read the information about it, it says gelatin is what is the reason for eating this bone broth, because gelatin is going to go and do wonderful things in your body. And what they, years ago, you could buy something called, I forgot what it was, something for your nails, and it was gelatin. And it said, oh, if you drink this, it's like a little kind of drink that you dissolve, I forgot what it's called. Anyway, and it made your nail beds stronger. It was a total lie. It was a scam. Because, again, gelatin is the worst protein that you can possibly have. If you fed people gelatin, they would die of protein malnutrition if they didn't have any other source of protein. And that is what's so horrifying.
Yeah.
That people who, like this, my friend of mine, who really needs to be well-nourished, has been told to drink the bone broth. I mean, fortunately, she's now, through her oncologist, sought out the help of dietitians who work with the oncology department at this particular hospital, university hospital, and she's been given some supplements which have now caused her to gain back some of the weight she lost. But imagine if she simply lived on this inadequate broth. The vegetables are fine, but they don't contain any protein either.
I understand. No, I just find the whole thing just somewhere terrible. Preposterous, mostly because it shows a complete lack of awareness of the entire the entire protocol. That's
exactly.
What
Jill and I both know someone who was put on a soup diet for about a month and a half, and they were so happy the person lost 25 pounds. Oh, they were starving him.
Yeah.
They were starving him. That's why he lost 25 pounds. He just had chicken broth. That was unbelievable.
What was even more unbelievable was most of the time it was from Fine and Shapiro, which is 96% salt.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the other thing.
Apologies to Fine and Shapiro.
Because it has to be some kind of flavor. And look, there's nothing wrong with steep, if your butcher can give you some bones, or you're cooking chicken and if you're chicken bones, that's fine. But don't fool yourself into thinking that you're eating something nutritious. It tastes wonderful. It makes a great stock for anything that you might be cooking, but it is not going to nourish you. And what I think is horrifying is that people believe this, and they pay money, $10, for water. And
flavored
and bones,
water, right.
And by the way, I said to her this, I called my friend, when I told her all this, she said, what am I going to do with the bone broth? I said, water your plants with it, because bone meal is a wonderful fertilizer.
That goes along with my leaf blower, sir. That's a great line.
All right. Thank you very much,
<You're welcome.
laughs> Dr. Bye-bye. Judy Wertman, Food for Mood.